My C-U-N-T is angry.
My C-U-N-T is coy.
Oh, coy kind. My C-U-N-T is ready for top four.
Ooh. Whoop, whoop. That's an acronym, just so everyone knows. The divas are getting theatrical this week with their final challenge before the finale, and it's time to tell a little story and endear yourself to the world.
You ever call it a bunt, a butt cunt? Because Rue's wearing pants on the runway. When she turns around, you might be able to see her bunt.
Oh my gosh, this is really crass for the cold
more
open.
More pants on the runway, Jada Essence Hall.
Harem pants. And there's a little oopsie whoopsie roo roo, kissy Christmas roo roo on the runway this week from TP on the shoe to TKB on the main stage.
We are nearing the finish line of All Stars 6, so let's get recapping. She capperers.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hello, I'm Willem.
Actually, my name is MTV. That's my name.
Oh, I love it. I love your new name.
Aren't you that author?
Do you find my name's yours?
Do you find that that intro of every episode, that MTV, do you find it really scary and spooky?
No, I like it. I feel like I'm beaming up.
I find it so like kind of eerie, like kind of like unsettling.
Mm. I like it. I think it's pleasant.
MTV. Why don't
soundboard?
Why don't you? Can we get it on the soundboard, please? There's one more episode. There's one more episode left, but we can go back in retroactively and put it in every episode.
Current versus classique. Well, last week we
Courant versus classique.
Courant versus classique. We finally got to see last week the game within a game Rue has been edging us with all season. It was Secret Redemption Lip Sync Smackdown starring Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
Truly.
Top four queens sat on the couches in the workroom and they got their little drag tots looks and they watched Silky beat all them bitches. Six lip syncs in a row. And then she competed against Eureka for the final chance to win her way back into the competition. And Rue was about to make her decision, but the TV in the workroom cut off and better drag / help.
Well, Paramount Plus is full of bugs, so I sometimes it just cuts out like that. Oh. So,
honey, this was a cliffhanger ne'er seen since season 3 with Raja.
Honey, those toes are ready to jump.
Willem, I just need to check a sound thing. On the mute.
We have a sound issue. Hold for sound.
Can we get Jennifer from the sound department? Jennifer.
I know we're hearing Alaska through her headphone. I just want to make sure we're hearing Willem, you through your mic.
Okay.
But Willem, those are just regular. Those are just regular
acknowledgement.
Those are just regular headphones, or they have a little mic on them?
These are my good Delta headphones. They are mic-less.
Mic-less. Okay, great. And
I'm not mic-less. Hey, Mike.
Mic-less face and body.
Oh, Mike. Tap your thing.
Tap.
We're good.
I'll tap that, Mike.
Thank you.
I tap that.
I'm making sexual innuendo.
Out innuendos.
No, I'm looking out a window, but he sounds right.
Out a window. Sexual out a window.
That's out a window!
That's when you get fucked, but your heels are out the window because you're in the backseat.
Girl, Dottie, I had an out a window experience. This week, we're going to have an amazing time. We're going to watch the Charisma, Uniqueness, Nerve, and Talent monologues for All Stars yes. 6, episode 11.
Well, I was very pleased that the Silky Nutmeg supercut. We got the supercut of all of her highlights from her entire episode. And, like, I'm really glad that she got her due and really got kind of her own episode out of this season. And really, it was, like, a standout moment. And I'm glad that we got to, like, see that and have that this season. Because don't forget that Silky Nutmeg Ganache, before she was a character on Drag Race, she was, like, she was a powerhouse.
Queen to get on Drag Race.
Well, yes, but she was a powerhouse in, like, pageants. Like, she did Continental, and, like she's a serious-ass drag legend, and we'll see. RuPaul says, you are legendary in just a bit.
This show kind of cemented the fact that some people may not like her or enjoy her, but you can't deny her talent.
Exactly.
Like, she tore it up.
And we join the girls already in progress right after Eureka and Silky have lip sync.
Lip synced?
Lip synced. And
what do you call numerous of drag queens? A gaggle?
A dazzle?
A dazzle?
A murder.
Sorry for interrupting. That was just really on the front of my brain.
I think gaggle of gays really became, like, sort of a thing and, like, a saying. Mm-hmm. So I think gaggle of drag queens really works. Gaggle of geese.
What about gross, like stones?
Well.
You need 12.
Mama, 12. Mama, in your case, it's a gross ochre. No, I'm just kidding.
Eureka wins.
Spoiler, everyone. Yeah. I'm really sorry. And Silky, her exit is as iconic as her in every single lip sync. She says, are you sure? Are you sure? Oh, shit.
Going once. Going twice.
And then she goes and does the Alyssa Edwards. The Alyssa Edwards is when you grab the back wall and you put your little foot up onto that little ledge and just be sexy. And Silky does that for us.
Mm. Yeah, she is milking it. And why not? It's amazing. Yeah. The next day, the top four girls don't know who's coming back yet. Trinity says, y'all okay with this? And Ginger says she doesn't like it, but she can't control it.
Trinity's, not right, but it's okay.
Yeah. Friday night, you and all the boys went out to eat.
Friday night, you and the top four went out to eat.
Then Rue comes in the workroom and she reveals,
come on, Eureka. Secret garden. They're running out of, you know what, they're doing the best they can, but I think it was Solique who said, come on, secret garden, because RuPaul had sort of a sort of baroque, sort of gardeny
English sort of. garden girl,
garden
girl,
garden girl variety garden. Queen.
So we're also back to the top five again. Also, what?
Yes, we're so back. We're backpack again with the top five with Eureka. I mean, it's a little like, I mean, part of me wishes that Silky would have gotten in there to really disrupt the system.
Just to fuck it up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. But Eureka, I mean, she's earned her spot there, certainly.
Yes.
Redemption is hers, for sure. Mm-hmm. And can we please have a moment? Can we have a moment of silence for the Mona Lisa? No, for Trinity's workroom outfit.
So cute.
Everything must be iridesica. Yes. So lovely. She's always turned it the whole season.
All the girls' workroom looks are great, pretty much. For this little mini challenge, Rue comes in and she tells the girls to kick their heels off and express themselves in a pride photo shoot. It's a product placement thing for Levi's. And this is something we've all done. Like, hey, post for Levi's, take some pictures. So this is a good mini challenge, I think. I'm saying something nice about Drag Race.
I love that. I mean, I love that. I did a shoot for Levi's.
Mm-hmm. I went to a Levi's gay pride party with Naomi and Kim performing, and they made them these custom outfits out of Levi's, like the waistbands and pockets. It was so cool. It was a great party. I love Levi's. They made a Harvey Milk shirt one year. They make great like socks every pride for people. I have their sneakers too, I think.
I showed up to the shoot and I was out of drag because they said you can, you know, present however you want. And I was like, I'm going to do this shoot out of drag. And they were like, they were putting everyone else sort of like in a pair of jeans and like a jean jacket. Like with me, they were like, okay, we have these like jeans, but they're like cut out, the ass and crotch are cut out into like chaps. Mm. So you're going to wear those and a sailor hat. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. All of it. And it was, I'm really happy with the shoot.
You booked the campaign?
I booked the campaign. I have booked so many campaigns, all of the covers.
I did Fendi,
Prada. Vogue Italia.
So good.
Vogue Française.
Well, the girls are doing a photo shoot with RuPaul, taking pictures of the dolls modeling their best Levi Pride look. Mm-hmm. Ginger has a little Daisy Duke and crop top with shredded sleeves and that wonderful little scoot boot boot.
Yes, Ginger went for comedy. She did what she does best. She gave it a character. Which I thought was funny because usually for a mini challenge, she who is the funniest and most irreverent wins. But not in this case. Kylie went very, you could see this on a, you know, you could see this in a magazine or on a billboard. The hair was a beautiful rainbow, spiral curl, human.
Tousled, maybe even?
Tousled, with a good base tease. Mm. It was reminding me of something I've seen.
Something you've seen.
Somewhere.
This is, I've seen this wig too. I saw it on Todrick. I've seen it on Art Simone.
Oh.
Okay.
I've seen it on, I might even have hair like that. I have a lot, I can't keep track of all my wigs.
It's probably a Webster. No, I'm just kidding. See, that's how you get Willem to admit that it's her wig. You just say,
how dare you.
It's probably from Amazon. You're like, how dare you? It is a custom human unit.
That is a
it's
unicorn
bespoke.
Mikey with a it Zach is. Killian base tase, you bastard. And a shadow root.
Raja looks great. I mean, I would love to run into her at Pride.
Honey, me too. I bet she'd have all the good stuff like in her this. Fanny pack too.
Exactly. She had drinks with her. Uh-huh. Which is really getting into the Pride spirit for sure.
Very pregame is Pride for sure. Trinity has denim chaps and the crop top, so maybe she borrowed them from you.
I think she did. I thought Trinity was gonna win this.
Me
because
too.
She was pulling some poses. Some honey. She was going editorial more than commercial.
I mean, she knows her body and she's fluid and languid, like her What a Man lip sync, just like, you know,
yes,
it's all just fluid and one curve. She's so beautiful.
You're born naked and the rest is public transportation. I don't know why like that was the angle, and then they photoshopped her into like in front of a bus. I don't listen.
They threw her under
I drove a Pride bus for Facebook for Pride, so
how wonderful for you.
How wonderfully camp.
Eureka wore a little exposed bra, jean jacket, shorts with the butt cut out, and then she lays on the floor at one point and they take a picture and then she says, "Ooh, wait," and then she touches her booty up and
the
then
booty
she says, "Do it again." The booty touch was ever present.
And they cut to Trinity going,
She says, "So that's how you do it." Yeah, I thought it was great, and this was very representative of Pride. There were so many. I've been all of these people at Pride.
Oh yes, absolutely. Especially the girl with the rainbow hair.
Oh,
you are her. She is you.
She who is I, who is her, who is follicle.
The winner is Ms. Kylie Sonique Love. From the House of Love.
Everybody say love.
She wins the mini challenge. She receives Levi's Complete Pride 2021 collection.
Cute.
And Raja wants to borrow some free jeans, as do I.
Girl, I'll borrow something from her. Usually it's the other way around, but I'll see what it's like. I love jeans.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Jean Smart.
Jean Smart.
Any kind of Jean I like. I love Jean.
Billie Jean King.
Triporn.
Mm-hmm. Jean Triporn. Mm-hmm. The firm. Firm Jean.
Jean Kelly. Jean Simmons. Mm-hmm. Love all the jeans.
Eugene Oregon.
All the jeans.
The maxi challenge this week is to dig deep. The queens are going to entertain the judges with true stories from their lives as a drag queen. It's going to be like the vagina monologues, but not, because they're talking about like crazy, unique, and the cunt monologues. Yeah. And they're going to be judged on their ability to tell a story and give the judges the feels, give the judges the life, keep them, you know, entertained. And the show is called The Charisma, Uniqueness, Nerve, and Talent Monologues.
Yes.
And diction doesn't count.
Now, I... Do you... Charisma, uniqueness. Do you think... Listen,
it's 1 a.m. in Finland, okay?
Exactly. Do you think this season has a lot of, or it's had a few challenges that sort of go there? Like the pink table talk was sort of similar to the cunt monologues. Do you think that that is catered to this cast because they have a lot of depth of character and a lot of like, stories in their life to draw upon, and these queens especially are not afraid to like go there? Do you think they choose challenges and say, this is going to be good for these girls?
Of course they choose challenges. That's why on the challenge list, you get extra challenges that you don't go through because as the season is happening, that's when they're deciding what challenge is going to be next. Because they think, oh, this girl needs a win now. She was in the bottom. This is her story. So they're like, what can she do? Oh, she's a dancer. Let's make it a dance episode or a girl group challenge. They do it on the fly. It's not planned what episode's next. They're trying to figure out who can we manipulate and help them get the goal, you know? Definitely. That's why episodes and lip syncs change sometimes and good judges.
Right, exactly. Well,
but this is right up everybody's alley, because everybody on this like season are talkative and like gregarious pretty much.
Definitely. Trinity is feeling a lot of types of ways, but she's not. I mean, she's been in this game the whole time. She can see the writing on the wall. She can do the math. And she's like, Eureka just came back in. If Eureka's in the bottom, she's going to get voted out. If Eureka's not in the bottom,
I'm getting voted out.
I'm the doll of dolls. I'm the doll in question.
The doll of the evening. Yep.
So she's like feeling all those sorts of things. It's almost as though she got the letter under the hotel room door that said, your time is up. She's going there, you know? Uh-huh. And I don't blame her. I completely understand. I live there a lot of the time. The girls are writing their things, and then they get to have a coaching session on the main stage with Alec Mappa and Jermaine Fowler.
Alec Mappa, host of the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast. Follow along.
Wait, she is?
Remember? She was a guest on our podcast. Hosted.
Yeah.
Remember? Because she said something still? About like them not paying.
To this day?
I think.
I don't listen. Or them being but shitty I know that payers? She and Priyanka co-hosted.
I know Priyanka.
I love Alec Mappa. I think she's so funny. And
she's hilarious.
I was on her other podcast about mental health.
She's got two.
Yeah, where she and an actual like therapist are the hosts, and they have guests. And so it was like having a free therapy session. I was like, this is fabulous.
I love Suzuki on Ugly Betty. She's so funny. This is a great thing because Alec is one of the funniest people I've ever seen on stage.
Yes.
He can just go and so be funny.
Funny.
And his notes are helping the girls out. He's making sure they're not relying on their books because that's a crutch, you know, and when you have it in your hand, you want to look at it and you feel like the need to, even instead of just telling the story. So he's telling Raja to engage with the audience more. And that's always a great note.
Yeah. Especially for this challenge where it's meant to be conversational. It is not meant to feel scripted.
Yeah, definitely. This weird coincidence with Sonique being in the what episode with Alec Mappa.
Huh. What a coincidence.
It's like nothing is planned.
Huh. Come on.
It just so happens. But he was
money,
on...
honey. Trust.
Trust.
Sonique, you know, Sonique is classique. Kylie classique love.
Kylie classique au courant love.
Because she comes from season two.
Two.
Do the math.
Deuces, bitch.
And she is here and turning it out and looking so stunning and being so stunning and crushing it. It just goes to show you that, like, you know, drag queens get better with age, I think.
Yeah. All different things.
That's why I like Courtney so much. No, I'm just kidding.
The advanced age. The texture.
I've always looked up to you like a much, much older sister. And I always feel safe having you in the house.
Damn. Trinity is really confident in her coaching that she's getting. She wished this was for the talent show, and they keep telling her not to talk too fast.
Right. I get that note all the time. You're just, could you slow it down, Alaska? You're talking too fast. Ginger is.
I'd be worried if I was talking too fast that my flipper would fall out.
down the forbidden stairs at the foot of the main stage, breaking light bulbs like Jan.
Damn.
Ginger is almost overprepared. Alex says, it's a little pageanty for my taste. But Ginger is leaving nothing to chance. And she's a great actor. And so she played to her strengths and she said, no, I mean, I wrote this damn thing. And I'm saying every word of it.
She said, this is my monologue, honey. A log of words.
Monologue-a-rhythm.
It felt a little word county. Eureka decides to tell this story about her shitting herself, called the Shitty Kitty story. And this is great because I think everybody can relate to this sometimes. And they ask her how her story is a metaphor. It's not a metaphor. Is it?
It's not a metaphor. Is it?
No, a metaphor is something that compares something using like or as. Or
right, but at the end of their coaching, they were like, show us how this is a metaphor for your life.
She's like, well, once you see the wig, you'll understand. It's a metaphor. It all depends on the hair.
It's such a great, and they sort of plant doubts in us as the viewer. They're like, maybe this is too dirty, because Alex, like, we have to get past standards and practices. Really? Really? You don't even bleep swear words on Paramount Plus. Like, literally, Ginger was like, it just means cunt. I love that sometimes Drag Race can be like completely toilet humor and filth, and then other times the judges are like clutching their pearls, like, oh, how could you do that?
God forbid that we show Manila's tampon dress.
The majority of our audience has
periods.
Exactly. Like, but you know what? Everyone poops. I mean, well, most people.
I know a girl that can't do it without a hose.
Oh.
She can't travel longer than
her
hose.
Or a squatty potty portable bidet. A tushy bidet.
Squatina Patricia? I love her.
Tushy bidet. Well, why don't we go take a bidet break? And
a bidet break.
It's a brand new bidet.
Send in the gushers.
Dipper's like, we're never getting through this episode. It is now 11 o'clock on the East Coast.
It's 4 a.m. in Helsinki.
Helsinki.
I like people to think I'm well traveled.
I think it's Helsinki.
Keep them on their nose. Helsinki. Never know where I am.
Keep them on the nose?
Yeah, keep them on their nose.
These pantyhose are hell stinky.
I'm not wearing pantyhose.
This is a tights establishment, miss.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
We are are back, and my name's Alaska. I'm a supermodel who works as a go-go dancer, and I've also been described as a baseball hat and a baseball bat and a wig. I'd like to introduce my co-host, Miss Victoria Lee Mack. She is gayer than two guys blowing five guys. Welcome back.
Hello. Eureka and Trinity have this thing all season where they flirt, they pet, they paw.
Yes.
And Eureka is telling Trinity. Eureka is telling Trinity that she feels appreciative of their connection, and they have a really nice moment together. And Trinity says that Eureka's boyfriend or husband material, or and it's a really nice moment. And Eureka's just like very brutally honest, and she's like, she puts all of herself out there. And I'm glad the world is loving her a little bit more this time around.
I love their showmance. I think it's cute. And it doesn't feel contrived or forced.
No, it feels like, who doesn't like a hug sometimes, you know? Like, and in that boilerplate of an atmosphere, it's nice to have someone that you can hug, that even for like a second you feel protected with their arms around you, you know?
Yes, exactly. I love this moment between Trin and Eureka. I thought it was really sweet.
Yeah, TKB all the way.
Exactly.
Shall we go to the main stage, darling?
Bah, 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 bah. RuPaul is trotting down the runway in a jumpsuit with a bunny ear type bow up. Yet again, the rabbit imagery is repeated throughout this episode. You do the math. You do the math. I don't know what it. I don't know. Everyone's talking about rabbits and bunnies this episode, though.
Oh yeah. But
did you see Joe Black post that he was like, "Excuse me, I did a blue polka dot pantsuit just like this before."
Did he post that?
Yeah.
Well,
maybe we can do a side by side.
Joe Black, you know damn well RuPaul ain't checking for you. Friendly as we are. and I'm friends with Joe. Rue looks amazing. This is not Joe Black inspired.
Was this a promo image from something?
I know the bunny ears were for something, but I feel like the nude illusion in the cleavage should be like, I understand the rib cage one for that curve, but she doesn't need it in the titty. Like that could have gone different on the neckline. You know?
Lower. Lower, yeah. Perhaps
V-necked, like to follow the outline of the shirt of the teal. But she looks fucking great.
She looks awesome. We were trying to clock something going on with her hands. We almost thought she was wearing gloves. Do you think that the paint is on the hands to match the nude illusion panel?
Yep,
It's very smart on the part of the makeup artist, Raven. We are always impressed with her work.
Yeah,
and it's very smart to do some fucking coverage on the hands so that they don't stand out against the panel.
This hair is the same as the pink hair that she wears in the promo, just in blonde.
Okay.
Yeah, so that if you're getting promo, that's why.
Okay. Well, I love it. She looks amazing.
Looks fucking super duper.
And Justin Simeon says, being here is a dream come true. Consider that stolen, Justin. I mean, honey. That's going to be the promo. The prompt.
All Sleeping Beauties, a dream come true.
Yes.
Yes. Just slumbertinas.
This is the Charisma, Uniqueness, Nerve, and Talent Monologue.
It's very beatnik, open mic night. The girls are just sitting around, listening to each other's stories, spinning yarns, telling tales. Yes. And Trinity K. Bonet is up first. And this is a story about her getting catfished in a sickening herringbone suit.
Oh, yes. She looks amazing.
Belted.
Tight
finger wave hair.
She looks great. And she does great. I mean, to me, this is a huge redemption from her talent show, you know, presentation, where she really fumbled and kind of had a hard time getting her footing. This, I think she did great.
Yeah.
The judges are looking, you know, nonplussed and perplexed. So I guess that indicates that we're supposed to not like it.
But I really enjoy it. I think she's a natural, like, raconteur, or however you say that, like, storyteller. She definitely just is easy to talk to and easy to listen to. And
yes.
Everybody in the back, Raja O'Hara has a smile to ear to ear. She's enjoying it. Sonique's enjoying it.
Yes.
And then it spins around at the end, her story from the catfishing and funny part to a message about HIV and AIDS and knowing your status and how she helped save someone's life, like Drag Race saved her life.
Exactly.
So I love that it started off strong and funny. There was some heart to it, and she kept it pumping, you know?
Yeah, she really took it. She really took it somewhere, and it was an unexpected twist. I mean, it was like the mayor of Easttown. It was like very unexpected twist.
The mayor of Easttown, is that a horse?
honey, I'm the mayor.
Is she a friend of
West
yours?
Town, my love.
Is she a relation of yours?
It's Kate Winslet on HBO Max.
I
just watched it on the plane. It's really good. Next up is Kylie Classy Club. Looking so stunning. I mean, always. Like, I'm surprised, but I am always just like sort of arrested by her looks and her styling and her just, you know, her beauty. I mean, is she wearing your clothes? I don't mean to do this every time, but it seems like something you would wear.
I definitely would wear the shoe. I would definitely wear the scarf she's sitting on, and I would definitely wear that dress. I love
it. And the one glove.
The glove
like
is not mine.
Styling
I love the
heaven.
Glove too.
This.
She's
leather,
well put together. And then the strap, bodice? Asymmetrical. Yeah.
It has like a bandana long skirt.
Mm-hmm. The bandana's not attached, actually, but it's made out of a vintage BMX outfit. That's all corseted up and upside down.
So you've seen this outfit up close, is what you're saying.
I think it's archival. Borrowed Blessings Bureau.
Whatever it is.
You need a stylist referral.
Styling heaven, H2T, head to toe. Mm-hmm. They're only umbrage. And of course, you know, we could take the time to go through everyone's critiques later, but why not just talk about it now?
They were all great.
The umbrage, though, they take with her posture sitting on the stool. Because the mic stand is in front of her and she's sort of leaning into it, sort of like I am right now.
I like it, though. It's intimate. And it's like it grows with the story. She gets up and then comes back. And then she pulls it in. And it feels like she's telling a story and telling it straight to RuPaul and Michelle. And, you know, it's for them. I like
it. What was her story about again? Her
story was about the first time she did drag. And she just threw in, like, these casual funny things. Like, he was gayer than two guys blowing five guys.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just so sweet. And hearing it, it's kind of like it was just wonderful. I couldn't be happier for my friend. And the shoes are Top Shop.
Wow. I love.
RIP Top Shop.
She did great. Next up is Ginger Minj doing a story called My Ruby Slippers. She looks great.
She looks like
going
sparkle butter.
Yes. She's going
butter
gown.
Butter beads.
I love the hair. I mean, if I think of a cartoon of Ginger Minj, this is kind of what I think of. It's classic Ginger.
Very Ginger. Ginger boots. The jewelry is lovely.
Something they said on the pit stop, which Nicole Byer was the guest this week.
She was painted too.
Deep friend of the pod. We love Nicole. But she was like, the ruby slippers weren't a reveal. She sort of lifts up her dress a little bit more at the end to say, like, I got my ruby slippers. But, like, we could see them the whole time. So it wasn't a reveal.
No one's ever checking for Ginger's shoes. So I
How dare you.
I try to avoid that line of sight. Usually her shoes are so bad. But I didn't notice until she did that.
Okay.
We're not all
then the trick worked on you. You are her target audience.
How dare you?
I didn't think this went too pageanty or too rehearsed. I thought she did great. I really liked it. And it had a great emotional arc. Next up, we have Raja O'Hara doing Bunny Tail, which yet again, the rabbit imagery, it's everywhere. Open your eyes, people. Put the pieces together. Rabbits.
Talk to you.
Bunny Tail, she stumbles on one word. Oh my God. Oh my, you would think it was pheromone falling down and doing a burlesque act. I mean, it was like time stood still.
Yeah, I love the look. It kind of goes with the background perfectly.
I'm obsessed with this look. I want every piece of it. I love it. It looks amazing.
Styled so well, just monochromatic, head to toe. And she's telling this story about the first time that she was tucking on stage and it didn't go well. One of her balls popped out and then her whole dick popped out.
Has this ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Before you discovered Willem's patented duct tape?
No, the tape was always never the problem. The problem was when I would do my butt chugging number and then I would go off stage and squirt the water out. And then rinse my ass off and then try to retape. If the skin was ever wet a little bit, the tape wouldn't restick. Mm. And like sometimes I'd be like just hanging on a wing and a prayer.
Relatable.
At a AAA girl show. Well, the tape doesn't stick to hair either, usually. So
now
you'd have a tuck of a time dip.
No, wait. We combined Raja's story and Eureka's story once on the AAA Girls Tour because someone shit their tuck.
That did happen. A good nickel's worth. We call her Heather Nickelworth Hamilton. Her name was Cornisha Actingtons. She who shit her tuck.
I don't think she shit.
Yes, she did. And when the documentary comes out, y'all will see.
The footage will speak for itself.
The footage does. You're lucky it's not on Smell-O-Vision. She put it right in my face, remember? She ripped it off her body and then put it in my face.
Okay, so when you wear a tuck all night, like a tuck tape, and then you take it off, it creates this like sort of shoehorn-shaped thing.
Cornucopia of tape.
Because it has molded to your body and it's like it's made of tape and it's like a fucking hook.
It's like one of those things that you throw the ball with. What is that sport called? Highlight?
Yeah,
it's like a highlight piece of tape mechanism. And Courtney
and
chased
me
around with
chased
it.
You. To be fair, you once chased her around with a giant bone. So
I did.
A giant beef
that.
Shank.
Speaking of giant beef shanks, Eureka. I just want to eat her all up. She looks beautiful.
Just like a rabbit.
A rabbit.
Just like a bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Do the math, people.
The hair
fluence. Do the math. Open your eyes. Open your eyes, people.
This green is so good. And I'm not usually a huge green fan, but just what
green.
What a great color. Like a dark hunter. Like Such or a dark olive almost. It's really good.
Such a good detail. She looks fabulous.
Good heel.
Absolutely gorgeous.
She's like very Playboy Bunny, 1963. Great
yes.
hair. Beautiful. Nude illusion. Spot on.
Yes.
The body
beautiful.
Girl. The body girl this episode.
And the story's really funny. I mean, Eureka is just naturally one of those people who can just speak and like it's entertaining and
I could
usually
watch this
hilarious.
Every week and laugh. Every week and I wouldn't get tired of it.
What is the word? Her puswacha?
Puswacha. When my puswacha hit the ground, she is so funny. And I've heard other girls say puswacha.
So funny.
My Reyes drag daughter said it. And I was like, the girls are already saying it. So
have you ever shit yourself?
Not that I can really remember other than when I was like, six once in the car.
Okay.
But has water leaked out of me on stage? Yes.
Oh. Like during your act? Or
like after I went back on stage after one of my only anally.
Did it run down your leg like Christina Aguilera?
It ran down my leg, but the back of it, and it was the last song of the show. So it was fine. Oh.
So it just created like a seam in your pantyhose, like those Violet Chachki sexy pinup.
Very that. Pantyhose. Except fecal.
fecal in nature.
Trinity K. Bonet. Look. Oh, there's a runway. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. More outfits. Yay. We love outfits.
More outfits.
Okay. So Trinity K. Bonet is coming down the runway in the fashion fail look that she says is the dress doesn't fit. And she's got big safety pins up the back. If this is fashion fail, I don't want to be right.
Right. And I love this. I love the safety pins.
It fits the dossier.
It does. But it could have been, I mean, she could have made the dress too big and with those big industrial clamps like they do on all those wedding fitting shows. That would have been, and safety pins and stitching and like polka dot underwear poking out, like really make it look like a disaster back there. Mm-hmm. And I think it would have like just taken it a little further. She's too pretty. She's too perfect.
What if the glove fingers were too short so you could only get your fingers in a little bit? Like that's the worst when gloves won't fit a man's hand.
That's
female gloves never fit.
Your life.
Stomping next to the runway is Raja Di O'Hara in a dressing room. This doesn't fit. My dress.
Now, does this work? Because the first time she walks out, it's not like over her shoulder. And maybe she came out with it not without her arm through it. And on the runway, she puts her arm through it and wears it down the runway.
I think the fashion fail was someone coming in your dressing room, and then her earring falls off, and then both earrings fall off, and these were the same earrings that fell off during her season 11 entrance.
These
are her problematic good earrings.
She did it on purpose, though.
Did she?
Because she's known for her earrings falling off.
Oh, well, they did
it again. I think she does it on purpose, and then she acts it.
Oh, vulnerability.
And then she's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to stomp this runway because I look sickening. And she does. She looks really, really great. Bitch. And if you want to talk about like nude illusion, like matching.
Her tights match her
absolutely
body.
Perfectly. Yeah.
Drag.
D-R-A.
I can't wait to work with her. We're doing Death Drop together in England.
That's amazing. Yeah. Theater girl.
Also amazing. Kylie Sonique loves little corndog outfit.
Diviner schnitzel.
Oh my God. Have you heard that joke about German sausages? They're the worst.
That's funny.
This is very Moschino, very like Mackie girl.
Very Saint-Tropez.
You could see the clear fashion influence of Ginger Min. She's wearing two different color heels.
Ginger
did that, I believe, two episodes ago. For the pop art challenge.
Two episodes ago. One of them was cerulean and the other was cobalt.
Mango.
Bango.
Mango.
One of them was bingo and the other was bango, I believe it was. It's hardly even drizzling. Get me Donatella's plane.
This bitch pulls a corn dog out of her cunt. And the sad thing is she used up all the condiments already. Eating a corn dog dry, that's hard.
Do you think this is too pretty?
No, I love it.
The only critique is that it's too pretty. I mean, it doesn't say oops because there's nothing erroneous about it.
The fashion fail is the stain. The stains. Well,
but they don't look like stains. They look like a legitimate part of the design, which they are, which my only critique is that it looks too good. And it could have been a little bit more like, oh, no, actual like fucking stains down the fucking thing with ketchup and mustard. And I think Ginger, with her look, does a great job with a smoking curling iron. I mean, it's very sleepaway camp.
I don't. Yeah, I like her heel. She's got a nice shoe.
I love this.
Yeah.
And she's covered in burns, and she has a smoking curling iron. She's acting the fuck out of it, and her hair falls off.
Yeah, fashion fail. Everybody's translating a different way of something on this.
Yeah. I guess it's very open to interpretation.
Yeah, very that. Eureka is, she's so beautiful. She's giving me underwater frozen Ursula goddess. Blue.
Yes, Cinderella.
Yeah, very that. Ursula meets Cinderella. Her hair's falling off. Her dress is tucked into her panties. This is funny. And
this is everything that can go wrong. And usually how my dresses look at the end of a night.
Pit stains, yeah. Titty sweat. Like, it's so many fashion fails. And you can tell exactly what it's supposed to be. You don't have to guess. Like, oh, is that a hole in her dress? Why does she have those scabs on her face? Oh, it's a burn. Oh, the curling iron.
Yeah.
You get it.
So it's very clear. And she said, you want fashion fail? Honey, I'm going to give you 5. Honey, I got 7. You want thingamabobs? I got 7. Why don't we go ahead and take a break and we'll find out who the illustrious winner is this week.
But what if before we went to the break, we checked in with our good sisters, Latrice and Manila, because they're talking about Drag Race Holland. It's on the chop. Did you know the chop on the Mom Network? Season 2 of Holland is officially underway, so let's throw to the Holland updates.
Yes, God.
Thank you.
With Hatrice and Hanilla.
Holland update with Julianne Huff.
The Huff date.
And Ariana Huffington.
And Puff the Magic Huff.
Hello?
Ivy, it's Manila.
And Latrice.
Oh my gosh, what?
Yep. Wipe away those elimination tears, honey, and come on over to the chop to chat with us.
I would love to, honey.
Yeah, I cannot wait for some tea to be spilled and hear how everything has been going.
Me too. So if you want some Drag Race Holland recaps and exclusive interviews with queens like Ivy Elise Monroe,
check out the chop every Thursday here on the Mom Network.
We are back again. And in case you didn't know, if you don't know, now you know. If you know, you know. And if you don't know, then now you know. The winner this week is Eureka, receiving $5,000 in a cash prize from Levi's. And Levi's is also going to donate $5,000 to Outright Action International.
We love that.
God, we love to
congrats,
see it.
Congrats, Eureka. But that means everybody else is in the bottom. So we got 4 bottoms. 4 bottoms and 1 stool. Where are they going to sit?
Oh, my God.
Turn it upside down, Effie.
Upside down. Eureka, Ginger, Sonique, and Raja are in the bottom. And they all get great critiques. The judges are hard-pressed to find anything. But for Raja... they of course show her stumbling real quick because, you know, they have to.
Yes.
And then Trinity has her little oops moment hidden in the back. That's like a small critique on her outfit, but like there's not many negatives this episode.
Right. Because ultimately they're leaving it up to the queens. They're not going to give, you know, a clear bottom by through critique.
A clear and present bottom. With Jack Bottom.
Men.com. Trinity is obviously, I mean, understandably very emotional. She feels like her fate is sealed. And, you know, I mean, it kind of is. So, I sympathize and empathize with her in that moment.
And it's not a wet seal. The popular... popular mid-aughts bargain fashion retailer.
Why don't we do a campaign with Wet Seal?
Girl, I used to work at a Wet Seal affiliate called the Limbo Lounge. They fired me.
Oh. Well.
In the Echelon Mall. It did not go well.
They fired
We parted
you.
Ways.
Yeah. Unceremoniously.
My manager was Tina. And she smoked it.
Oh my God. Rush. Dipper's face. Dipper's eyes.
My manager was Tina. You can cut that. But it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Raja, Ginger, and Kylie are confident and they deserve to stay. And it seems like Trinity is the only one to vote for.
But Eureka's not so sure because, you know, she has that, like, you know, showmance going on and she...
Well, let's just say that even if it was very obvious and you were sure who you were voting for, perhaps it's better for TV to say, I don't know who I'm going to vote for. Perhaps you're even instructed to say, I don't know. It could be anyone. I don't know. Perhaps. That's all I'm saying.
Perhaps.
I'll just say that.
I like the girls get to change into whatever outfit they want for their lip sync because Eureka has a clown outfit on.
Act like a clown, dress like a clown.
Clown, freak, body beautiful, vixen.
I came to school and I got to dress up like the clown. Now, I wasn't cast as the person to play the clown, but I paid the girl who was supposed to be the clown $5 for her to stay home that day. And I showed up and I got to be the clown. That's from Victoria Birchup Parker and Padgett.
What a woman.
The lip sync assassin. No, it's not Jasmine Masters. As some of the girls speculate, as the silhouette shadow is going up.
Did you hear the other comment about the earrings?
Honey, hoops so big you could rest your ankles in them.
Who said that?
Ginger.
Oh, she's so stupid.
She
can
see them through the wall. That's a good hoop. You can see it through the silhouette.
Yes, if you can see it through the lip sync assassin silhouette wall, then you know it's big enough. That's some Raja Gemini hoop.
Big hoops. You get big hoops at Beatniks across from Roscoe's.
Good
all color ones with the little rhinestone. This lip sync is sickening. It's Good Golly Miss Molly. It's a Little Richard song, and everybody knows he was a drag queen with the amount of makeup and hair he wore. So,
well, Kennedy Davenport, she proved it,
honey. This lip sync was great, and Michelle at the end of it yells, "Do it again!"
Because I know.
There's so much joy on the stage. It's
so
a joy
much.
Fest.
It was a joy fest. Both of the girls just had so much fun. I mean, it's kind of a hard song because it's very repetitive.
Yeah.
It's very repetitive. It's sort of the same chorus like over and over and over. But the fact that these girls made it so much fun and so wild and frenetic. I mean, Jada showed up with like perfectly coiffed hair.
And then by the end,
she's got a travel unit?
Yes, bitch.
You think she straightened
the wig and put it in a ponytail, or you think she put on a different wig?
I knew that because I watched Untucked. I did. Mm-hmm. So I knew that she definitely. So wait, what is the wizardry going on with her hair? Is she wearing a wig that is pulled back really tight into a ponytail? Or does she have long hair that she has snatched back?
No, it's a wig.
Because it's so good. The sides are so tight and snatched.
You think, yeah.
Sure. I am fooled by the secrets in her spires. I'll just say that. I am fooled by her drag magic wizardry. She looks absolutely stunning.
Yeah, it's
and
obviously
the mug,
melted in, just beautiful. The mug
and
is
the mug?
Beyond reproach.
The mug always was beyond reproach, and now it's just even beyond even further. It's like she's so good.
Mm-hmm. You'd need a registered drag letter to even get in reproach distance of that mug. It's beautiful.
The harem pant. Oh my gosh.
They both obsessed. Look so great. And Trinity gets the bad lipstick that Jada has to call. So she goes
home. It's a tie. They both have to. Which is that insult to injury? Is that because it's like
they didn't need to do it, but they did it.
Feels like kicking Trinity a little bit when she's down already.
It's given it even more stakes, and they didn't need to do it, but they chose to.
Yeah.
Because they want the drama and they want more Emmys. We get it.
Give her her trophy.
Give her her gold. She needs her hardware. So Trinity has to leave.
She leaves, but she leaves very gracefully, very beautifully.
CKB.
Exactly. And she says, RuPaul, if you ever have a spot in the Vegas show, let me know. If you ever need a makeup artist, I'm not trying to take anyone's job, but let me know. So Raven, I bet Raven threw a glass vase across the room when she saw that. How dare she!
First, she had to pull the glass vase from Carson Kressley's asshole, where she was practicing playing putt-putt with it in with his legs pulled back, and she was just playing putt-putt.
What?
Yeah, you've never seen that gif of that guy with a glass in his butt, and then starts on a guy playing putt-putt, like hitting a golf ball, and then it goes into the guy's ass cup. And it's clear, so you can see it. I have it on my phone. I'll send it to you.
Clear as day.
It's in my favorites.
Right. Did you do it on front-facing camera or selfie mode?
Timer.
Did you? Oh, timer. Pano. Panoramic. Portrait mode. It goes deep. Let's just say that. Now I definitely did watch Untucked. I was in an airplane where you can't download. I did remember to download Untucked onto my phone before I got on the plane, so I did watch the episode. I enjoyed it so much. I really want you to tell everyone what happened.
Well, how coincidental that you enjoyed it so much, because the enjoyment was all mine. I was assuming. I figured you would have such wonderful repose and wonderful words to say that I was overcome with emotion while watching. Because Trinity said...
I couldn't find it.
It wasn't on Hulu. It wasn't on... I didn't look on iTunes, but I think it was
on Paramount Plus.
I don't have that.
How do you watch Drag Race?
iTunes?
Oh, okay. Fair enough. But I downloaded the episode so that I could watch it on the plane and then land and then come here and do the podcast. I forgot to download Untucked, and so I didn't get a chance to watch it. But I was also thinking, did they even have an Untucked? Because what is left to happen?
Exactly.
Dipper, did you watch it?
You can just read the notes on the thing.
You didn't even watch it, did you?
I did. I just watched it.
Literally.
You can read the notes. They won't know that you didn't watch this one.
Bring back Jennifer Stander, because that was the golden era of Untucked.
Ooh, Jen and Steven, great Untucked.
We never missed a fucking episode when it was Raja drama. And Delta. When it was Delta on the floor going, ooh, please pick me.
Pick me.
Me. Ooh.
I pooped from there. Shit girl, please.
I never had a sugar daddy. If I wanted a sugar daddy, I could have it. I mean, it's like, are we living in a post-Untucked era?
Where is the Jen Stander of it all? That's what we want. This Untucked is nice, though, because at one point Trinity does, in her goodbye, in her swan song, she tells the camera, support your local drag queens, which is great. And we would love for you to be doing that also. You can support Trinity on her journey to Continental, too. It's Trinity K. Bonet on Venmo.
It's coming up soon.
Mm-hmm. Very soon. She's going to be at Evita soon in LA. She's got a gig in. She's gigging. The girls are gigging.
It costs a lot to put a package together for Continental. So
Nayshia Lopez also help her out.
I know. She's running for Mr. Continental. This is going to be the lit year.
I'm trying to go on Monday night. Monday night's the Miss Continental. And I really want to go. What are you doing?
Do you just get tickets?
I forget.
You have to know somebody.
Susie Wong is a judge. And me and Nina were planning on going because I'm in Ohio that weekend. Saturday. So we were thinking about going. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Come to the booth!
I don't. Well, okay. Who knows? Who knows? But in any case, support the dolls out there. And Trinity K. Bonet, I mean, we've praised her all season long, but I really just, I just want to take yet another moment to express how exemplary of drag excellence this human being is. Talent beyond every single runway, every single time, really gagging us, really letting us have it in the workroom, on the stage, in the challenges. Beyonce, like she's Whitney Houston, she's outstanding. She's absolutely incredible. We love her so much. And I have a feeling you haven't seen the last of TKB.
Definitely. Top salute of the week to TKB.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And we want to thank you so much for joining us for Race Chaser this week.
I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And we would super duper love for you to write a review on your podcast app about our podcast. And don't forget to subscribe either. And it helps if you leave us a rating, because that's how podcasts work.
5 stars only, or your computer will crash. I've heard it's like a bug in the system. Just put 5 stars in to be safe. You can follow the dolls at Willem at the only Alaska 5000. Our Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod, and our Mom Podcasts account is at Mom Podcasts.
Plus, there's bonus content available now.
Plus,
plus, plus. At patreon.com/Willem, you can search for that bonus plus content by searching Race Chaser in the little hashtag search.
Little box.
Yeah, box.
Email us anytime at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Please stay safe, get the vaccine, and respect each other out in the world.
Box.
Bye, kids.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, audio, and video clips are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and/or copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.